Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, March 12th, 2025. This morning, starting around 10, the state legislature's Environmental and Natural Resources Committee will hold a combined public hearing for two bills related to protecting Sears Island from industrial development. LD 226 is an act to protect the cultural resources and historical heritage of Sears Island and Searsport by extending conservation easement protections. If passed, this bill, which has bipartisan support, would conserve the entire island, ending decades of one industrial proposal after another. In the 1980s and 90s, there was a major battle to save the island from a proposed cargo port. After illegally filling wetlands and building a causeway instead of a bridge and thus blocking the flow of water around the island and losing lawsuits, the state was ready to throw in the towel and a stakeholders group was assembled to come up with a plan for the island. That plan called for about two-thirds of the island to be placed in conservation and the remaining one-third set aside for transportation uses, with some caveats such as no soil removal. Now, 20 years later, the Mills administration is not adhering to that agreement, so locals are moving to protect it all. The other bill is LD 735, an act to protect sand dunes on Sears Island and to establish criteria for legislation regarding land development. Listeners may recall the governor's bill that specifically exempted certain sand dunes on Sears Island from legal environmental protections that passed last session after a couple of the largest environmental groups in the state lobbied and testified in support of it. The bill removed a barrier to developing the island for a massive industrial offshore wind turbine facility. LD 235, the bill having a public hearing this morning, would restore protections for the sand dunes. The public hearings this morning are set to start at 10, and a large group of people from this area are headed to Augusta to testify. We'll have more on that tomorrow. If you're interested and can't make it to the Statehouse, you can listen on the live stream at legislature.maine.gov. And if you'd like to testify via Zoom, you can go to legislature.maine.gov and then scroll to the bottom of the page. You'll see a testimony submission tab. Click on that, fill out the form, and they'll send you the Zoom link. You'll need to do that by 9:30 this morning because after that, it's up to the discretion of the clerk as to whether or not they allow you to testify via Zoom. If you just want to listen in, you can join the stream at legislature.maine.gov at any time during the day. In the morning session, they have these two bills regarding Sears Island scheduled to be heard, and they'll be taking testimony on both of them together. So members of the public will have up to 3 minutes to speak, most likely, and weigh in on both of the bills during that time. Looking at a couple of events that are coming up over the next few days in our area. Tonight in Castine and on Zoom, the Digital Security Discussion Group will be discussing Understanding the Dark Web, what it is, where it is, and how to avoid it, with moderator Tom LaMontanaro. That's happening from 5 to 6 in person at the Witherly Memorial Library or via Zoom. And for more information or the Zoom link, you can go to witherlylibrary.net/events. That's Witherly is W-I-T-H-E-R-L-E, library.net/events. Tomorrow evening, the public is invited to United We Stand, Building Community Resilience in Uncertain Times. Quote, join us for a panel discussion where local leaders will share facts and insights to help our community navigate uncertainty, foster resilience, and build supportive networks. That's happening at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor tomorrow, Thursday, March 13th, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Lots of other events happening in the community. Be sure to check the WERU community calendar at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.